A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is a Stocks for Beginners quick tip. Essential lessons, questions answered.
Terry Doohan is the Risk Chair and Non-Executive Director at Morgan Stanley International. In this quick tip, she describes how asset classes can help in risk management. So what's the role of asset classes in managing risk?
Well, in the same way that you talk about adding individual stocks to a portfolio in order to diversify your risk away from just being exposed to one particular stock, we think about investing in different asset classes as a way of diversifying our exposure to different markets, to different asset classes. So for example, equities, which are stocks or shares, behaves one way, and fixed income, which is, you know, bonds, debt, behaves another way. And generally, not always, but generally, they behave differently. So the equity market might go up, the bond market might go down. Sometimes the equity market goes up and the bond market goes up. Sometimes the equity market goes down and the bond market goes down. But the longer term trend about those relationships is that, you know, equity market might go up, bond market might go down. The longer term trend is that they slightly cancel each other out. And so one way to think about your portfolio of investments is in the same way that you think about not just investing in one stock, but investing in many stocks, because they won't all behave exactly the same. You might invest in multiple asset classes as you get comfortable, because they won't all behave the same way. In one hand, you might say, okay, I'm going to put some of my money in equities, and then I might put some of my money in debt, in treasury bonds or government bonds of some sort, or I might put some of my money in gold. That's another asset class, commodities. Or I might put some of my money in property. That's another asset class. And the idea being that the more you diversify, the less risky your overall portfolio is, because some things might go down, but other things might go up to counter that. And so it's always a question of how much risk you're willing to take, how much you're prepared to being exposed to just one asset class, how volatile or how risky that one asset class is, and how comfortable you are personally with it. And of course, your comfort and your risk tolerance as an individual may change over time as well.
Stocks for Beginners is for information and educational purposes only. It isn't financial advice, and you shouldn't buy or sell any investments based on what you've heard here. Any opinion or commentary is the view of the speaker only, not Stocks for Beginners. This podcast doesn't replace professional advice regarding your personal financial needs, circumstances, or current situation.
And thank you for listening to my podcast.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.